Okay, some short ideas on Eretz Yisrael and Parshas Lech Lecha. We're learning Shbili Lenishmas, our grandma's yahrzeit is tonight. Yehudis Bas of Yosef Levi, also for Shlema. For all of Klal Yisrael, specifically Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda ben Rivka, Besor Shechai Yisrael, Dabba Henech Mordechai Befar Simcha, Besor Shechai Yisrael, and Rechel Perabas Esu, Besor Shechai Yisrael. Opening Pasuk to our Parsha, Vayom HaShem El Avram, Lelecha Miratzach Miladcha Mizavicha El Arz HaShe Arecha. Chadosh Baruch Hu charges Avram Avinu, go forth from your land, to your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. El Aretz Asher Areka. Rashi says, "So then I will show you." Lugal El Aretz Miyad. He didn't show him the land immediately. K'di lechav of a be'enov. Lasayis lo sach zchara kol dibur dibur. He didn't show him immediately because he wanted to give him reward for every single command and every single letter that came out of Chodesh Baruch Hu's mouth. K'vayachol. He wanted to give him, to make the land dear to him. My Rebbe Rav David Weinberg Shlita. He on Twitter he tweeted a beautiful ishbitzer. And what is it? The deeper words, the El Aretz Asher Areka. And he just said to him something so profound. Says the Ishbitzer Rebbe, that Avram Avinu felt within his inner desire, his core, to be always be davek to the Ribbono Shel. And the closer he got to Eretz Yisrael, the more he felt the Ribbono Shel. Because we know at the end of the day, the most kedusha of the entire world is Eretz Yisrael, and the most Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. Look at the Ishbitzer in the Chelek Aleph. Ki Avram Avinu, the Avram Avinu, who had the great desire to be close one with the Ribbono Shalom, to come to that energy that created the rest of the world. Says, until the land that I'm going to show you. What does that mean? Avram Avinu had that thirst. He had that yearning. He had that love and that passion for Dveikus to Hashem. And the ultimate Dveikus, the ultimate closest to the Ribbono Shel is in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Ishbitzer, what is really the pshat of Eretz Asher Areka? Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Asher Areka because the land is, as Rav David explains, is the sacred air of the land awakens a Jew to aspire to ever new heights with each passing moment. The land itself brings a Jew closer to their Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Ishbitzer. And that's why Avraham Avinu was so pulled to Eretz Yisrael, because he was so close to their Ribbono Shel Olam. At the end of the day, all he wanted to do was to be davek to Hashem. And to be davek to Hashem means to be davek to Eretz Yisrael. And the more he got closer to Eretz Yisrael, the more he felt he was getting closer to their Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what the Tosha Rebbe explains also in his Piskomei on in his Sefer Avodah Savoda. He says a very interesting pshat. A lot of Mefarshim bring this down. He says, why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then a few psukim later, the famine happens. Go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he has to leave Eretz Yisrael, because the famine happened. Literally, and still in Rishon, he had to leave. Literally, Pasuk Yud, Vahi Rav Ba'aretz, there was a Rav. 10 psukim later, 9 psukim later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Avraham to leave. Says the Tosha Rebbe, a beautiful idea, and I think it's very much based on this Ishbitzer Rebbe Torah about feeling Chodesh Baruch Hu and Dafka feeling the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael. And says the Tosha Rebbe, and he quotes the Yismach Moshe, quotes in Parshas Pekudei. The Medrash tells us that the Shechina never left the Kosa HaMaravi. La'olam ein HaShechina zaza mikosa HaMaravi. Says the Yisach Moshe, the Medrash says that the aura of the Chodesh Baruch Hu never left the Kotel. Never left. That's why a lot of poskim say you can't even touch the Kotel. Can't even touch it. Says the Tosha Rebbe, the more a person is connected with his thoughts to the Malkum HaMikdash, the more he awakens his yearning for Eretz Yisrael, the more he has Kedusha, the more he has Bracha and Shefa in his life. And that's why he says, why is it the Gemara tells us in Brachas that we have to direct always our thoughts to Yerushalayim? Because Yerushalayim is the ultimate place of the Shechina, but it's also the ultimate place of Shefa. It's the ultimate place where Bracha comes for the entire world. Says the Tosha Rebbe, the more a Jew yearns, and specifically when you daven, and you think about Eretz Yisrael, and you think about Yerushalayim, and you think about your standing mamash in front of the Kotel, the more you're bringing down straight Shefa to you and your family. The more you think about Eretz Yisrael, the more bracha you get in the world. Says the Ishbitzer, because Avraham Avinu felt Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he felt something lacking, and the closer he got, the closer he felt closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But even deeper, the Tosha Rebbe tells us, why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the famine? Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be over that Ishtokikus in Avraham Avinu. Now that he got to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted him to leave. He wanted him to leave in order to feel how special Eretz Yisrael actually was. And the more he yearned for Eretz Yisrael, the more bracha he would actually get, because the Medrash says, La'olam ein eshchina zaza mikosal maravi. And the Svarim say, at the end of the day, that's the ultimate light, comes from the Kosel, comes for the rest of the world. And then when a Jew says the Tashrabi, has the Hishtokigos, the yearning for Eretz Yisrael, the more you have the Shefa, the more you have the Hishtokigos, the more you have the Shefa and Bracha in your entire life. And this is how he explains the Pasuk in Tehillim. Perek Tehillim, Perek Pei Dalet, Pasuk Gimel. Nichzal agam kalso nafshi lechatzos Hashem libi ubisari libi. Like the song, like Daskel sings, Yiranu kelchai, Pashup Shat. My soul yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it pines for the courts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My heart and my flesh pray fervently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Tash Rebbe, so beautiful. It was good to listen to this just for this pshat. What is it, Omar? The more a Jew is nichas of the gam kalsa nafshi l'chatzeros Hashem, the more you yearn for the chatzeros Hashem, your soul yearns for Eretz Yisrael. It yearns to live to Eretz Yisrael. The more yiranu kelchai, the more you'll be zochet to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. You'll to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzo Lomar, Ki Adei Shehayilo Kisufin Mishtokis Al Mikdash Hashem, the more you have the Shtokis for the Ribono Shel Olam and Eretz Yisrael, Nishba Alav Mishem Ha'ara Gedola, B'Kolach Ha'Razu, Mahal Maranin Ekel Kal Kal Chai. The more a Jew yearns to the Ribono Shel Olam, the more a Jew thinks about Eretz Yisrael, the more, at the end of the day, a Jew will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shefa in your life. Nichzav Agam Chalasa Nashi Chatzeres Hashem, the more you yearn for Chatzeres Hashem, and then you'll be zochah to leave b'sar yiranu kelchai. You'll be able to zochah to be able to sing out to the Bona Shem. And this is exactly what the Tash Rebbe ends off and says so beautifully. Why is it the Chodesh Baruch who tell him to leave? Kidei shigam be'eis ha'yusu b'galos be'eretz ha'cheres yum shach alav ha'arav ha'ashpah me'eretz ha'kodesh. Even outside Eretz Yisrael, a Jew can feel Eretz Yisrael by yearning for Eretz Yisrael. Sh'af be'eish lo yizchol d'shkon ba'aretz. And he says nowadays, even if some of us don't have the schus to be able to live there. And when ba'aretz oyveim, we're in the enemy, we're not home. But the more we yearn for Eretz Yisrael, yikablu shaf of oro ma'isparach misham, v'zayi la'yikiyum ma'amim hagolos. He said, you want to know how to survive in Golos? You want to know how to survive in America in the pandemic? You want to know how to survive this election? Survive the election by yearning for Eretz Yisrael. The more you have yearning for Eretz Yisrael, and shokus for Eretz Yisrael, says the Tash Rebbe, the more you connect yourself to Yerushalayim. You connect yourself to nichzav agam kalchso nafshi l'chatzoser Hashem. And this Rav Kook talked about, this wasn't just a Hasidic thing. Rav Kook talked about this all the time. When a Jew yearns for Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're there. That just the rutzon of being in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're there. We know the Degel Machad Ephraim told us, from the Baal Shem Tov, from his grandfather. The place where your thoughts are at, that's where you're at. It means if you're thinking of Yerushalayim, you're mamish in Yerushalayim. And you could be in Yerushalayim in the Kotel, in the old city. And you're thinking about Florida, you're thinking about New York, you're thinking about the game, you're not in Yerushalayim. But it says, just to recap, the Ishbitzer, the Tashi Rebbe, and Rav Kook, they all had the same thing. Lechecha is the parsha of Eretz Yisrael. It's the parsha, says the Ishbitzer, where Avraham Avinu showed us the ultimate dvekes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davka in the dvekes to Eretz Yisrael. If davka be davening to the Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he was pulled to Eretz Yisrael, because his whole entire being was one of dvekes to Hashem. And at the end of the day, he felt the ultimate attachment to Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. And the Tashi Rebbe asked the Kasha, what was so great? Avraham Avinu came and then the Chodesh Baruch Hu told him to leave. That's exactly what happened. Because the Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted him to have that ishtokikus, that yearning for Eretz Yisrael. Because the more a Jew yearns for Eretz Yisrael, the more a Jew will be able to prosper spiritually and also physically as well. Nichzav gam chalso nafshi l'chatzeres Hashem. The more a Jew yearns for Chatzeres Hashem, then libi b'sar yiranu kelchai. Then he'll be zochet to sing out to Chodesh Baruch Hu, to have all the shefa in the world. Because as Yiznach Moshe explains so beautifully, Yiznach Moshe explains, at the end of the day, the Medrash says that the Shechina never, ever, ever left. Le'olam ein ha-Shechina zozim yikosem ha-Ravi. The Shechina never, ever left the Kosos. The more a Jew thinks about Yerushalayim, specifically when you daven, why is the Chazal so adamant, says the Tosh Rabbi, to think about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim? Because that's the ultimate place of Kedusha. That's the ultimate place of creation, of bracha for the entire world. And that's why the Tosh Rabbi says we focus on Eretz Yisrael, we focus on Yerushalayim, specifically when we daven. Because when we do that, we're connecting to the ultimate Mekor HaBracha, the ultimate place of Kedusha for the entire world. And that's what Rav Kook told us, that dafka just having the desire to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're in Eretz Yisrael mamish. The ultimate thing is to be there also, but if you can't be there right now, to yearning and pining to be entered to Eretz Yisrael. And the Degel Machad Ephraim says from the Baal Shem Tov, you are where your thoughts are. We should be zochah b'Hashem to not only be physically entered to Eretz Yisrael, but to be spiritually yearning yearning for Yerushalayim, yearning for Eretz Yisrael. And the more the Rabbeinu Hashem sees that we have this ultimate nichsva gam chalsa nafshi l'chatzar Eretz Hashem, we yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael, we yearn to be in Yerushalayim and Tzfat and Tel Aviv and to Meiron and all mekomos hakadoshim. The more we yearn for Eretz Yisrael, then there'll be zoch to leave it b'sori v'anu l'kalchal chayil, we'll be able to sing and pray and to be one with the Rabbeinu Hashem and have all the bracha and all the shefa baruch nis b'gashmis b'ezes Hashem for us and all of Chai Yisrael. Wishing everyone good Shabbos, b'sori tovos u'shkoach.